When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Okay. When Bartice told Nancy, quote, "I'm going to pump a couple of kids in you," my soul left my body.
I want to ride that dick train.
It's back. Love is Blind. Season 3 is back.
It's back.
Love is Blind. Take one.
Love is blind. Love is blind. It's reality gays presenting. Love is blind. Okay.
When he said, "I want to shoot her up."
How did you get like 11 props from your bag?
I was your excited magic about bag. Love is Blind.
And also, where did you get a slide whistle? I'm very confused. Do you have a bog horn in there too? A gong?
This show overstimulates me.
Oh,
God.
It's back.
We needed this.
From Dallas.
We needed this.
I feel validated.
Why?
Because we've been working very hard. And this
is like a gift.
It feels like a gift.
This, oh.
But there's a lot of new crap that we've been watching has been actual garbage, not fun garbage.
No.
A lot of new crap we've been watching.
Yeah, it's we've been watching some.
Fall is here.
We're already, it is here, because I think we already feel uncomfortable because we're starting to like Libby from 90 Day because her sisters are so terrible to her, and yeah. I don't know how to feel about
I'm
that.
I'm wondering who I am.
So I just want to be in a place where it's an old friend, and Love is, what is this episode called?
Welcome to Love is Blind.
Well, they didn't really go far on that one.
Y'all, the show is back for season 3 in Dallas.
The Big D, our old stomping grounds.
I can already tell you. I don't know. I can't even remember what I thought at the beginning of season 2. I can barely remember. We already had some nasties like Shayna. We already knew Shayna was awful.
I feel like we knew some people that either were going to be villains or like, were there and totally didn't know what they wanted and were hot messes. But we didn't have really... I remember we somewhat were attached to a little bit to Danielle and Nick, but we also knew that, like, Danielle was a little cuckoo.
Yeah.
God, I love Alexa.
Me too!
I love her so much. Like, I have, like, Lorne and
I love Brennan so much.
I have Lorne and Cam vibes.
I told you that in the text!
You did not.
You're a liar.
You did.
I'm going to slap you in the
face.
You sounded
like Aisha from Below Deck.
You're a liar!
No, you said, I told you that!
I told you that! Here's the thing. I got Lorne and Cameron vibes. I'm hoping he doesn't destroy her.
But you did text me that, but I texted you back and said, I'm scared, though, after what they did to us season 2 with that finale.
Oh, that finale was so awful.
You brought up Sal and Mallory, and I don't want it to be that again.
Malvador. And his girlfriend, Jessie!
Y'all, and you were right.
Y'all, I was right again. I didn't want to be right.
We don't want to be right.
I had someone from our Sissy Squad comment, said that she knew Jesse from Sal's girlfriend and found her Twitter feed. And of course, as I said before, her audition song is All That Jazz.
It's All That
Chicago,
Jazz.
Because she even made a quote of it, and she's like, I miss my Rocky Horror cast so much! I have worked with this girl many times. She will come in smelling like a dance studio. Yes.
Kind of like maybe Colleen smells.
You dislike her more than I do. I kind of know she annoys the shit out of me. Not as much as Nancy does, though.
Nancy doesn't bother me yet. I don't necessarily love her, but she doesn't bother me yet.
Just her voice.
But if I have to... I don't understand why Colleen's here. If you're admitting on television you're a shallow person and you want a shallow relationship, why are you here?
I think it's very interesting for the show.
Oh, because we have stop wasting my time.
But I'm saying it's out of the normal gambit of the show. How did you already drink that iced coffee? You need to slow the fuck down.
Oh, God. That's going to hit me.
How did you? Oh, come on.
Oh, boy. I better...
You need to take slow breaths. I'm not having you being so crazy.
I'll be fine for this one, but I think we're doing 90 Day UK after this one, the finale, because we're recording this early.
I'm going to have you run around the building a couple of times.
By the way, shout out to, we're able to drop these episodes to you at 12:01 after the day it came out on
Netflix.
Thursday. Thank you for our partnership with Netflix that gave us a little bit of a preview of these episodes. Remember, this is too late to say this now, but you can't talk about this. We signed a contract.
I'm talking about this.
But
what
I mean,
mean,
I'm telling you now shows. In life, because we're recording this several weeks before. You can't say anything.
Fine. I was trying not to do some type of Instagram live last night about it.
It's so hard for you.
Because I want to talk about Brennan and Alexa.
Before we get to that, I want to say, Nick Lachey looks good.
Yeah, she got some bow. She got a little bow.
Something. But not too much. He's still got lines on it. Yeah. He's aging well. I mean, Vanessa's always pretty, but Nick looks good. He looks less puffy.
I think since he looked good at the finale of season two.
At the reunion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he something happened.
Looks good.
I think...
I'd let him get my 98 degrees.
Did we say this was reality gaze?
Oh, yeah, y'all.
I think people already know who we are if they're listening on Patreon.
I think so. Well, this episode is on the free feed, y'all.
Yes.
And so
we should have done better than that. Oh, well.
Y'all, it's fine. This episode is on the free feed. If you're listening to Love is Blind for the first time, I'm Maddie. He's Poodle or Jake. And this is a free feed show for this first episode. But then after this, it's going to go behind the paywall, which we call Reality Gaze Plus.
Reality Gaze Plus!
We call that Plus because you can use Patreon, you can use Supercast, or if you're really a Carl's wife, you don't
understand... Apple subscriptions.
If you don't understand technology, you can simply go to Apple subscriptions and keep it all in. It's right there, all in one feed. It's very convenient. However, just remember that Apple subscriptions, only the $8 tier is available, which includes basically everything we do except for video.
Yep.
So, anyway, RG Plus.
RG Plus. I'm worried that I have hope. I'm worried they're going to screw us like they did season two.
I'm nervous. I am nervous.
Oh, also, have y'all enjoyed listening to season one on our free feed?
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
We went from the vault.
From the vault. We haven't done that yet, so I forgot we did it because recording this before.
How are you enjoying that?
This is a shit show.
What else is new?
Producer Christina is going to scream at us.
I need to put on Timey. This is I swear to God, I don't know how we make it without Timey.
It's
come on, Timey.
You know where I'm
going to help you, boys.
When I remember Oprah said, I remember when she said talked about on her show, she was having a moment one day, and she said, "I feel like when God puts you in alignment with what you're supposed to do in the earth, you should know when you." think, take a breath. You should inhale the universe and you say to yourself,
boy, this is long-winded.
I'm exactly where I need to be right now. She said that about a show or interview with, like, I don't know, some famous celebrity. That's how I feel right now talking about Love is Blind with you.
It took you so long to get there. I'm disinterested.
I'm just but happy that's okay. about it. Anyway, let's jump in.
Let's jump in. Like I said, I'm worried that I'm hopeful.
Yeah.
I think we have quite a diverse group of people.
Yes.
And I think we are seeing some diverse body types.
Yes.
Even
some men, too.
Even
we haven't
some
seen
of the
them.
Men.
Yeah.
Well, I think Tony was a bigger guy.
There's a lot of hot men on this season.
Whoa. There are. But, you know, no one has got that extremely... No, still, everyone's a little normie. Like, the hot ones, the ones who are typically hot, like, Bartice is gorgeous with a body.
Yeah.
And, like, to me, Cole is your typical kind of, like, hot white guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. But everyone else is...
There's a couple guys we just haven't... We don't know their names yet, but there's...
Unless it's episode one or two, unless they show up, I don't think we'll know them.
No, because we only get three episodes in the pods, and which always feels quick, but that's the way they always do it. Three pod episodes.
I don't think we'll know them if we don't see them by episode two.
But yeah, probably not. Yeah. No, probably not.
Because right now, I counted, y'all, we kind of know, quote unquote, we know nine people in this episode.
Mm-hmm.
Because we saw them in conversations with little dates in the pods. And the blankets and the goblets are back.
The blankets are back. The goblets back. The montages of just giggling. That's how you know they're falling in love.
It must be freezing in there.
Oh.
I think they just turn it so cold.
It's so difficult. Because you know my neighbor is an editor of the show.
Yeah.
And she's talked about past seasons, but she's really good. She won't ever tell me anything. I beg her to. But she's like, girl, I can't tell you. I know. I'm like, she'll just say it's good. But that's all she'll say.
Nothing.
I know.
Let's dig in. What do you think? I know you. What do you think so far after seeing this episode?
I think so far, I think they got more interesting people than last season. Or no, not interesting. I will say more charismatically diverse. Meaning I felt like, not that everybody was the same type, but it just feels, at least in the first episode, a lot of them feel like you said, not just normal looking, but pretty, but also normal personalities, and not everybody wants to be an influencer.
No, and they don't look like everyone else.
And we got a lot of that, I think, in like, see, especially in the men, like all the guys.
Yeah, we got
like
it was a very
workout jock, bro. And
it was very influencer heavy in the men last season.
And also too, they also got an interest like. You could see him. He's gorgeous. And with the way he's dressed, he kind of comes off as this, like, bro. But then you hear Andrew talk. And
right.
He's got an interesting, like, life as a photographer.
He's a douche.
He's still a douche, but he is a wildlife photographer.
True.
Like, that's interesting.
No, he's a guy who comes, y'all, this guy will tell you all the things he's done.
I know, but before
he's a complete douche at the
same
time.
He's a douche. He's real hot.
He is, but it is hard for me. And the way he dresses is so pretentious douchey, like he's just stepped off of a yacht.
So,
I find him exhausting.
So you weren't into it when he talked about Tantra at all?
I got a little hot. But but let me tell you, it's all talk. That's all like, I'm going to make you, it's all promising. It's all titillation for talk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I get what you're saying.
And it's also trying too hard. But well, Nancy's too dumb to realize that. Oh, boy.
Nancy.
Yo, she's my least favorite person.
I don't dislike her yet. It could happen.
Oof.
I don't necessarily want to hang out with her.
I identify completely with Raven.
You've never owned a vibrator? That's a lie.
No, I'm saying I identify with her and her seeing Nancy, and she's like, you know, Nancy's that person you went to high school and you see her at Walmart, and you're like, she's like, hey, and you're like, I don't want to talk to her.
Yeah.
That's, yeah.
Yeah, I get that.
Y'all, hopefully Nancy and Raven are going to go five rounds later in this season.
Probably.
They are oil and water.
They jump in, too, because usually we like they have the intro about what the show is, and they talk. This time they literally...
Everybody knows the show
Nick
now.
Nick Lachey showed up, and they just said, the pods are open, go. And so everybody just goes on.
I still have a big problem, and I know the show has to set it up like this, but maybe they... Because so many people haven't done this... It just goes against the premise. He's like, do you want to say get married to the love of your life or walk away from that person forever? That doesn't happen. They always either don't get married, yet they still talk. Because you can't just have a very, very close experience and just not talk to the person.
I know. That's your problem every time.
It incenses me.
But I'm telling you, that's not the... format of the reality show. They've got to have high stakes. You know that.
But I'm saying what every single season, it doesn't happen that way.
They don't choose someone and then they shoot them and they never get to talk to them again. They're dead. They put them in the guillotine.
I'd actually prefer that.
No, choose this person or they
maybe
die.
Not that. They get exiled to an island. and then the untouchables have to choose and propagate a race from themselves.
We're moving into a weird area.
All the rejects, like Colleen, who gets rejected twice. Colleen has to be shipped off to an island.
Yeah, I don't think
where she can dance her pas de deux for as long as she likes.
I don't think she's gonna make it through, y'all.
I don't think so either. Although
she's not ready.
Yeah, we'll see.
If you're not deep enough for Cole, you've got a problem.
Right?
Right.
I'm going to push back on...
Oh, no.
On the Colleen thing. I think it is a unique...
I thought you were going to talk about Cole.
A unique idea about someone like Colleen, who everyone for two seasons is like, I want to find my soulmate. I want to go deep immediately. I want to start talking about my childhood drama. I want to do all this. When Colleen just wants to talk about their favorite bar. And I'm just saying, I think that is a larger conversation we need to talk about. Maybe some people aren't comfortable sharing
times
that their father molested them.
But I agree with that. But I don't think that, but, and also, though, don't go on this show.
I agree, but I'm saying it's a different perspective that we have not seen before.
It's wrong.
I understand, but I said just her trying to do it is an interesting trip for me.
I wish they would still, I know they don't want to do it because it would fuck up their continuity, because I think, what did we learn? They date in the pods for, is it 2 weeks?
We have never gotten a full answer.
I feel like
it's
we read
two to
on
three weeks.
It's like 2 to 3 weeks.
Yeah.
So I almost, they don't show that. I think that's actually to the detriment. I think it would be, but I get it. They don't want to show it the first episode, and they don't want to have just an episode of people, will you marry me? They want to break it up. But because I felt like the conversation between Colleen and Cole was later on. But we don't know. What if this was just day three? Because if it's day three, because if it's day three and Cole's saying, I want to talk about a deep conversation.
That is true.
But if it's 2.5 weeks that you've been talking to her and it's still, she's asking you what's your favorite bar.
That's probably true.
That shows an ineptness.
She's already been dismissed by Brennan before Cole.
Didn't go good.
I agree with you. I'm just saying, having Colleen on the show is a unique perspective that we have not seen.
She annoys me.
And I think it's she annoys me too. Y'all know I'm annoyed by
a lot
88% of the people.
94.
And let's jump
talk about
into
these
this.
Conversations.
Let's jump into
is
this.
Is the first one really, is it, I think I have.
Nancy and Bartice.
That's why I have.
Y'all, God. Nancy is.
God, he's hot.
Nancy is 31. Bartice is 25,
oof,
which is on the young side for our LIB contestants.
Yeah, but he's an accountant. And when you're an accountant, you immediately age like 10 years emotionally. I mean.
Emotionally?
Have you ever have you ever met an accountant who makes bad decisions and is impulsive?
I think men who are 25 years. I think someone said that. They're like, you're 25. Men who are 25, I think Raven said that. Men who are 25 play games.
I agree
with that.
Yes.
You know why? This bitch did, and I'm pointing at myself.
You did.
And I played some good games in my day. Oof.
God.
I had them. They didn't know what it was up.
She didn't really learn a lesson until 35.
33. Because the games don't get fun after 30. Let me just tell you.
When you can't work as a musical director in any more theaters in the town because you fucked every artistic director.
Yeah, that's when the game ends.
Yeah,
that's when you have to turn in your Monopoly.
You
got to
get paid.
Yeah.
So they're talking. They're speaking Spanish, and that's something they connect about.
He's looking for a best friend, and so is she. And I want to throw myself off a building.
She wants, and yes, she's looking for. And Barty's like, I'm looking for best friends too. And so he said, I know I'm 25, but I have my shit together. Like, I have my shit together, and I'm ready for this.
I'm saying this now. He is going to sow so much discord in this house from the women who want him. There's something about him.
Oh, he's electric.
Yeah, and he is.
Did you see
he's
him
a star.
Shirt?
Oh,
did you
I
see
did.
Him shirtless working
I
out?
Did. But what he is someone who knows instinctually what women want to hear. I guarantee you, he says he's 25. He's been a player since he was 16.
But maybe he was a player when he's 16 and he played it out.
But I'm saying it was that easy for him.
Oh.
All along. And he's 25 years old. Even though he might think he's ready for something like this, for a life thing, maybe he thinks he is. When he gets into real adulthood, it's going to scare the shit out of him.
Maybe. I don't know. He does. It's a difference of like.
His energy is young, too.
See, I don't think his energy is young.
Oh, I think it is.
Because I think whereas Cole does seem like he's 20 years old in the middle of the pot.
Oh, but I think he takes this a lot less seriously than other people.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. For sure. But it feels like he gives that player energy still to me.
Oh, he would own that, I think.
Y'all, he cheated on his wife.
He's the Barnett of this season.
Barnett proved us wrong. Especially you. You went for Barnett and said that he was like a. And then he's still married.
I still can't believe Barnett has not cheated on Amber yet.
Still married to Amber.
And I still think Amber might cheat on Barnett.
They're apparently happier than two pigs in shit.
We'll see. The jury's still out.
But just like Cole. You would, and Barnett, you would beg for it for both of them. They are poodles types to a T.
I would. Yeah, that kind of like that self-satisfied, flirty, smiley, got a Darren Criss kind of thing going on.
Yes. And
yeah.
So
there's a lot of Dallas boys like Cole, y'all.
Darren Criss is pretty. God.
Oh, yeah.
So Bartiz ends up talking to Raven. She's the one who's the Pilates instructor. She's beautiful.
I love her. I think she's my favorite woman.
Alexa is my favorite.
Yeah, she's
but
great too.
I like Raven too. I do like Raven. We didn't get to see her much, but I liked a little bit of I can't say her name right. Probably I'm gonna fuck it up because we haven't heard her yet. I think we might see her. Kalikia.
I think it's Kalikia or Kalekia.
Kalekia.
We don't know who she is.
We got a little
is.
Bit of her. I like her energy. Like I like because I think isn't she the one that said to Raven? Or Raven's like, I know I don't have a writer. She's like, I'm not judging you, girl. I'm just shocked. I'm not judging. I was like, it was good to say.
I hopefully we will see her. But like I said, two episodes.
We don't have two episodes. That's it. So basically, Raven says that she's a serial worker outer. And they bond about working out and fitness and nutrition. Boring.
Now, I will say this. When I was rolling my eyes at this whole conversation.
I did think Raven was going to be somebody that she turned out not to be.
Me too.
Like in this first scene, I kind of was like, ugh, she seems bored. Because like when she said, muscles completely blind me.
I know.
When I see, and I went, oh, great.
Now,
we've got a Maddie.
I love the honesty she's giving out.
Like I said, I get a little blinded by muscles.
They last for so they don't even last that long. Muscles don't.
Yeah, you don't get. Yeah, they don't distract you at all either, do
nope.
they?
Nope. And he basically says he just in a physique competition. So she's obsessed with that. And she also says that she lets, in the past, she's let a lot of things go in deference for looks for a man.
Yes.
She's let a lot of personality issues go because a guy was hot. Again,
we're raising our hands. We're both raising our hands on that,
Raven.
One. Yep, we see
I
you,
understand.
Raven.
Then Raven, we see a little bit of Raven and SK.
He's cute too.
He is, and then,
I think he'll be in this episode two more. I bet.
I hope so.
We saw a bit of him. He's interesting.
We have never seen anyone like him in three seasons of Love Is Blind.
No, we have not.
And he's from Nigeria, you guys. And he
Nigeria, baby.
He went to Berkeley. He's going to Berkeley for grad school. And he says, "I'm glad. I want a girl who doesn't think Africa is a country, and that I had a lion as a pet."
Hey,
wow!
People make those assumptions. Like I know, even sometimes
your aunt had a mountain lion.
Not my aunt, my Uncle Leonard. Well,
oh,
my
sorry.
Aunt Cheryl, but really my cousin Chad, Bobo the Mountain, did have a mountain lion.
That's true.
But went to a reserve in Dallas, actually. They lived in Dallas. But no, I remember I would go to, and when I would travel or go to California, or even when I first went to California, people would say, "Oh, you're from Oklahoma." And they would say, "Oh, do you have like, did you ride horses or tractors to school and things like
yeah.
that?"
And you said, "I did, sir."
I did not. Trent Diddy only had to do it one time, and that's because his mother had to use his car because his sister went into labor in science class, and the mom came up and picked up the sister, and she was in because she was pregnant in high school.
What was his Trent Diddy? That's not a name.
Denny.
Okay.
Anyway.
There's no anyway. We're done.
But he had to drive a tractor to school one day. So okay. It did happen.
Okay.
But it just don't make these generalizations. We didn't drive tractors all the time. Y'all just extenuating circumstances.
So don't think people in Africa have lions as pets.
They don't.
It's the same thing as thinking Oklahomans have drive tractors. Let's talk about Colleen, your favorite person on this
I'm a ballet dancer. I'm a ballet dancer.
It's cool. I think she looks just like Sarah Bareilles.
Sarah Bareilles is prettier.
Okay. But
I don't like to look at her and see.
I think she looks just like Sarah Bareilles.
It's hard for me to equate her to someone I love so much. I don't know if I could do it.
Take a look on your phone and see and look at Sarah Bareilles.
Sarah Bareilles. I just watched her just yesterday singing something. Just singing
Moments in the Woods.
Singing the Baker's. Yeah, Moment in the Woods stuff. I love her. I mean, a little bit. I see it. I think. But Colleen is that person, y'all. She has no idea of what she wants because she said, like,
no,
I feel like
doesn't.
People just know me as a dancer. Yet the first thing she said to everyone was, "I'm a ballet dancer. I'm flexible."
And she spends a lot of time with buzzwords like, "I'm limber. I can do the splits. I'm very flexible." And she knows that the thing is, she's aware what this does to men, and
yeah.
she leans in. And I don't have a problem with that. But
I've heard you tell men that you're limber.
Well,
and you're not a ballet
off.
Dancer.
But and I'm not. But what's interesting is she keeps complaining about that, and you realize she is stuck in these patterns, and she has no idea
she's
how to get her,
stuck in her
how to get herself out.
I've even heard you say that to a man in Spanish at in Fiesta Cantina.
Esto libro, limbro.
I don't know if
that's
right.
No, it's not. It's not.
Como se dice limber?
Then we get a little bit with Andrew, who's like, "And then I was a photographer in Africa. You never really know what it's like seeing an animal so close and eating meat."
He's a douche, and I would let him hit it once. And first of all, he's fucking gorgeous.
He is, but...
And we haven't seen him in shirt up, but you can tell his body's amazing.
He is insufferable.
I know. He would dick me down once, and then he'd start talking about Tantra stuff, and then I would start asking myself, why am I here? Why did I decide this? And then he would light incense again and say, "Do you want to have Tantra?"
But now I'm saying he's almost a parody of a douchey guy.
He is. But he's just so gorgeous, I get dickmatized.
He also has no self-awareness.
No, I agree with all these things. I'm just being honest.
Going to the next person, I think someone like Cole has a self-awareness that he knows he's a dick. He knows he's kind of a douche.
He does and he doesn't. I agree with you. He has the self-awareness to know that he's a tool, but he doesn't have the self-awareness to know he has no business being in this pod.
I agree.
He needs to be out in deep Ellum.
This is an influencer, y'all. He wants to be famous. Yeah.
I guarantee y'all, he knows all the promoters in deep Ellum. Where we did our show in Dallas. Where were we in Dallas? That was a great venue.
Guess what, y'all?
You fucked a guy there.
Yeah, I did.
You fucked the lighting.
And then that night.
Yeah, the lighting designer. Yeah. Yeah, you had fucked him earlier.
A couple years earlier.
Yeah.
And he remembered. That's how good I am. Seriously, I didn't remember him, though.
No, you didn't.
Until that night when I was like, I remember him.
Yeah.
And I hit my head again. Boom, boom,
boom. I remember this rhythm.
Headboard. Yeah.
Rhythm of life is a powerful beat. Puts a finger in your tingle and a ding-a-ling your feet. You don't know that song. Rhythm on the inside, rhythm in the street. It was a choir song. It was a bad choir song. I hated it. The Sopranos will go, rhythm of life.
What is this?
It was for Allstate Choir. I hated that song.
Were you encased in amber in high school? And then everything after that was removed from your brain?
A lot of it, yeah.
That's a pathology. Something's wrong. So Cole basically says, I want to make a lot of babies, and dating in high school is cool. It's all kind of babes are there, and college, you can date as many girls as you want.
As many babes you want.
And then dating as an adult sucks.
Sucks. I'm a realtor, by the way, so I'm always meeting people. Doesn't work out. But I want to make a lot of babies for sure.
Y'all, this guy's a fucking jerk. He's a dick.
He's a dick. He wants things like his wife needs to have a great ass.
Yeah, he is pretty to look at, though. Will say that.
He's very judgmental because we kind of have this montage. You see, literally, he goes on a date with this woman named Brannigan, and she says, I'm a nurse. And we don't know why, but nurses are off the table.
Nurses. With no explanation.
No, and then Jess, she's the one drinking a beer.
Yeah.
And she drinks a beer with olives.
What kind of girl drinks beer with olives?
Can't do it. Can't do it.
Yeah, I thought that he's the closest to Barnett, I thought.
He is.
Yeah. But less charming.
Barnett is smooth.
He is. Barnett is smooth.
Barnett is smooth, y'all. So, but he does kind of end up going on a date with Zenib. I like her, but I can't stand her voice.
I agree.
She's a flight attendant, and she's like, so I don't know. And he's like, well, I'm a realtor. Basically, I'm like a mogul. And when someone says they're like a mogul.
No, that is sarcasm.
I feel like he meant it.
Oh,
I think you're getting a little blinded by his light eyes and his dark eyelashes, which are dreamy.
It's not always he says that, but in a way that is he didn't say it I'm a mogul. He said, I'm kind of like a mogul. And he's making, he might think that's what he is, but he's also making fun of it.
This is what I love about Love is Blind is I didn't get that. And the way they kind of edit this mishmash together of all these people. Yeah. But no, it's kind of
But I know guys like this.
Fair.
And I will say.
You know a lot. But I'm saying, I just want to say that's kind of what I love about this show. You don't know what to think about people because we've been this before where we're this person's wonderful. And then they end up showing their ass and we are usually we're pretty good on these reality shows at reading people and seeing patterns. But Love is Blind last year completely fucked us over.
If they ruin Brennan for me.
That's why I can't trust anything on this show, y'all, which is what makes it so exciting.
I'm going to go up to Netflix with torches.
Okay.
Ruin Brennan for me.
Since we have an agreement with Netflix, we're going to take a commercial break and I'm going to talk to Poodle about what we signed in a contract. And we're going to be right back.
Sibling fights are unavoidable. But what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Poodle, I gotta tell you, I think I just made one of the best investments for myself.
Oh, thank God. You got rid of those braces and decided to sew your mouth completely shut. Perfect.
No, the doctor just added 4 more months.
Oh, I think he's trolling me at this point.
No. See, now that I'm putting myself out there...
No one wants to hear about your dating life.
But you talk about yours all the time.
Because mine is interesting.
Well, I wanted to let you know that I took a page from your book and it worked.
Ooh, you slept with their ex to make them jealous?
No.
You pulled their credit report?
What?
Made a copy of their keys while they were sleeping?
How are you not in jail?
Deny, deny, deny.
No, Poodle. I decided to get myself a pair of Me Undies great new underwear, which makes my, important parts look more junk forward.
Junk forward? Wait, are you talking about the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies.
I love the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies. There's no other way to date in this world. If you're not dating junk forward, you're doing it wrong.
I think you're right. And you never told me that they're so comfortable.
Well, usually I'm not wearing them that long. But yes, they are so soft. And the more you wash them, the softer they get. And they still keep you tucked and lifted in all the right places. When I wear them, I can barely keep men away from me. Oh, the way they stare. They look like burly, hungry cavemen searching for a nice meal after a long caveman day of nomadically crossing the tundra. To them, I'm like a piece of meat roasting over an open, smoky flame.
Speaking of smoking, not only does my junk look great in MeUndies, but my butt looks hot.
Okay, no one wants to hear your over-sexualized descriptions. Have some class.
Sissies, we've fallen in love with MeUndies, and you can too. They have a style for everyone. From all-black classics to fun, expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
And MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Explore the lounge collection featuring joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. With unmatched comfort, MeUndies' signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear.
And they use sustainably sourced materials and work with partners that care for their workers.
And you know Mother Poodle loves a return policy. Not happy with the first pair of MeUndies? It's on MeUndies. Caw!
Sissies, good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/RealityGaze.
That's MeUndies.com/RealityGaze for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle, I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's Lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation, or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gifted to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song to all our queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey,
our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze is coming to you, so no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies, love yourself, never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies, love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Have hope, keep going, queens.
I'm Nancy, I'm 31, and I'm very hopeful. I don't know why I'm crying. I guess I always cry when there's a camera on me, because I'm so sensitive.
She does cry a lot.
Oh, yeah. I would hate to be living with this woman. Yuck.
Nah, she's not.
And then there's another shot of Bartice's body, and then I forgot all about Nancy.
Forgot all about it. I mean, there are homophobes. Like, I will say, when Cole asked her about the, asked Zanab about, or was it Zanab or whoever, or was it the blonde woman? We didn't get her name, but about the Jonas Brothers, and then he said all the Jonas Brothers are hung.
Yeah. Hunks.
Oh, you heard what you heard.
He said hunks.
I even listened to it twice, and I was like, he just said all the Jonas Brothers are hung.
Wow. Wow.
I heard what I heard.
Hunks. That's what he said.
Whatever you want to hear. I'm going to just keep it in my head for what I heard.
All right. So the next thing we have is...
We are gay.
I have closed captioning. I always put it on with these shows because no one enunciates their words.
They don't.
So Raven and Bartice are talking. This is their second time, and this is smart. Definitely, it's going to be Bartice and Raven, or Bartice and Nancy. I think.
I hope we're Raven.
Me too. But I think what's going to happen is there may be another choice for Nancy, and then stop biting your nails.
No, I'm not biting. I'm just thinking.
Oh,
I don't bite my nails anymore.
Well, don't think with it in your hand in your mouth.
I'm just thinking.
But I think we'll have one of those Mallory, Darrett situations.
Yeah, I mean, a part of me thinks Raven and Bartice would be a good couple. But another part of me thinks they wouldn't, because they both seem very alpha.
I think, yeah.
We could have an Iyana and Jarrett situation, which wouldn't go well.
Yeah. Yeah.
They.
Although I don't think Iyana's not an alpha.
She kind of became more alpha, I think.
Really?
Don't you think? Like, we saw after the altar, she really asserted herself more. I agree
guess.
With you. In the pod, she seemed kind of like a pushover.
Yeah.
But I think maybe he
Remember,
thought that.
She was his second choice.
Again, we don't know what's going to happen.
God, I can't even imagine if knowing, being Iyana, knowing Jarrett had just proposed to someone else and knowing that I was sloppy seconds.
Yeah.
Ugh. Ugh.
Yeah.
So she's got a yoga ball in there and he's like, you're going to do a pike up. And
oh, Raven does. Yeah.
And she says, so they're having fun and she's like, and I love it when this is one of the reasons she's a star for me this season. Besides her and Alexa, I think, and Brennan, because they're both transgressing in a way, and you can tell they're acting out of their comfort zone.
Well, Brennan, you probably do because you went to school there, but like, well, I think you did.
I know lots of boys.
We know
like
Brennan. Like, Brennan is a guy I grew up with in Southern Oklahoma, North Texas, probably where you grew up in South Carolina, too.
There's tons of Coles in Dallas, too.
There are.
There's lots of
that. That's actually one of, there's many, 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 many Coles in Dallas.
Right.
Many.
But they rarely are they that pretty.
No, but there are a lot of beautiful people. The people in Dallas are just prettier. They're pretty people. But they're, it's kind of one of my, I don't love about, it's a very opportunistic city.
It
is. People are in it to get somewhere.
So Raven basically says, look, I really like you, but I need to tell you I do some service industry things on the side, and it can be challenging for men. And this is,
I didn't know what she meant. I mean, I was like, are you a stripper? I didn't know.
Service industry is you. It's that's you. That's not stripping. I thought it might have been cocktail waitressing, like when they're wearing like skimpy little outfits.
Because there's a lot of those types of places. Y'all, strip bars in Dallas,
huge.
If you don't remember, I grew up an hour from Dallas, and Jake and I both went to school there. That's where we met in North Dallas. It's like a culture thing of strip clubs, strip bars. It's a thing. And it's not uncommon. Like, I remember friends in college would work at those places because they were young and pretty and they got great tips.
And they do hire young, pretty women.
Yes, yes.
And depends on what place you're in, how skimpy your uniform is.
It was interesting to me when she was talking about this, because did you see how she literally backed into the corner and was trying to hide from the camera?
She has felt so judged by this, and it just tells you, and a lot of men think, women who do that are just sluts. Women who work in those places are sluts.
Especially, again, I think to add context, especially in Dallas. Dallas, I think, and I don't know if they're called Dallasites or people. What is someone called who lives in, whatever.
Dallasite.
Probably will come for me when they say this, but I do think, not everyone, but I do feel like Dallas is a big city, often with small minds. It's getting better, but it's a city that is steep.
Very judgy.
It's very judgy. It's
old school.
It's very old money.
Yeah.
It's very old Christian religion dogma. Like, this is how the city is. Wednesday nights are still people go and
church.
Do church on Wednesday nights, all day Sunday. So I agree with you. For her to work, like here in LA, for her to work that job, no one probably would think twice about it.
But it's this idea with good guys, when she's trying to meet a good, you know, or
if
good
this
Christian
was Miami,
guy,
New York, not a big deal. But in Dallas, I just think that's important to just put into context.
Right. Basically, that was, but Bartiz said, I'd feel confident about our relationship. And there was
I wouldn't care.
There was something about his hesitation where I was like,
I didn't believe it either.
I didn't believe it. I don't think we really know who he is. And I think
Who he wants.
That's true. But I think he's been showing us only the side. I think he's a different person to every woman he talks to.
He's going to have a reveal moment still, I think.
Maybe.
Hopefully he takes his shirt off again.
It's hot. So, of course, y'all, Nancy's into Bartiz, and she's like, I just can't think of anything else but him. And even Raven says,
he's my potential.
Whoa. Did you just say you're a potential?
Potential.
Whoa.
I don't know what
there's
that sound
a
is.
Massive plane
is
flying over you.
So, and Raven even says, I can't believe I'm saying this, but I'm actually uncomfortable with other women talking to him. So that's a big confession for her.
But if you like Raven a lot, it probably means you're a lot like, you don't like other guys to talk to a guy you're talking
to. No, I don't.
Even if you don't like them.
No, because I peed on him. I marked my territory. I don't like people dating my exes either.
You know what? I would love
that.
I would love for you to be on Big Brother. You don't need to be on this show. You would
on Love is Blind?
You would not.
I'd be terrible on this show.
You would not do well.
I'd be terrible on this show.
Not do well.
I would just sit there at the front of the pod, and I'd just like sit there and just like make sure no one went in the pod talking to my guy. What are you doing? Where do you think you're going?
And then you would.
This one's closed.
And when you're talking, you're like, so
No room for sluts in here.
So you don't want to just describe what you look like at all? Like,
can you trace the thing, trace a line on the wall to say how big your dick is?
Yeah. Just a silhouette.
If we
know how big your nose is.
If we went to a music festival, would your dick hang around my neck if you were on my shoulders?
Could I throw it over like a Continental Soldier? Does your dick, did your dick hang low? Does it?
I'd find a way. Is it bigger than a bread box? There was one, I don't know who said it, I think it was about Colleen, who loves talking about her dancer body.
Yes.
And he's like, oh, limber. Oh, really? You definitely have a great butt then. Yeah.
I think that was Cole.
That was Cole, yeah.
Because he wants his wife to have a great butt.
So let's talk about this conversation between Nancy and Bartiz. This, I believe, is maybe their third date that we see. Maybe the second.
Second or third. Again, we kind of don't almost, you know what? Even if they didn't do a timeline, I almost wish every time we would see first date,
yeah,
fifth
date. That would be helpful. Well,
that would be a great idea.
One of the things about this show is the tyranny of the editing. That the editing is the show, and that's why those goblets are there, y'all, because the editor is like, I'm going to do whatever the fuck I want.
I bet it's actually very hard to edit.
Yeah.
Because it's a lot of...
And I bet you have those creators over your fucking shoulder.
Oh, yeah.
Because they're dictatorial, y'all.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I love you, Chris Colin, or whatever your name is.
It's the same people that do Married at First Sight, right?
Yes.
I think so, yeah.
So
maths.
So... This conversation, what do you think about, so she was an egg donor 8 times, 25 to 30 eggs every time, and there could be 100 Nancys out there. So this must have been something she ran into, that people had a problem, she lost friends over it.
Well, like it explains the culture of Dallas. People say, yeah, oh, you went against God's will as far as like.
Or you don't care about any of your other children out there. And she's like, I don't think of them as children.
You know, because a lot of people don't get that. And I remember, I know some friends that did insemination. People like in their church told them, you shouldn't do in vitro.
Right.
That's against, that. It's that fucking crazy. So
I think this,
I get her,
is
hesitancy.
More of a stigma about people saying, don't you want to talk to your children?
Yeah.
Because those are babies.
And I thought she explained that actually. One of the only, yeah, few things she explained very well, that those are not her, those are offspring. They are not her children.
This was my favorite moment of her, actually.
It was, but these kids, they can contact her later,
yeah,
on. But Bartiz is fine with this, and that's where we hear his line.
That's crazy, but it's beautiful that you help people.
I mean, it does make you think Bartiz and Nancy are going to get together when he does says, I'm going to pump a couple of kids in you.
Again, my soul left my body. I grabbed it and said, where are you going?
Y'all,
like,
because
they sent me to hell and I'm like, nope, not going. I climb back up.
It's true. Because we're not doing this yet. We're going to save this for the end of episode 3. And also, yeah, we're not going to give you Poodle's gift on the free feed.
Nope.
You're going to have to go to Reality Gays Plus for the third episode.
Oh, where there will be some dick reading.
Where we read all of their dicks.
Yes, there will be dick reading.
Yes.
So, and then Nancy finds out, they're talking about, she's like, 34 would be ideal to have kids. She's 31. And she's like, how old are you?
25.
What?
And we have, we have a Jessica Mark moment where she's,
yes,
like, and I'm like, I'm thinking there's a difference, but 25 to 31 isn't huge.
I think it's huge. But let me say why. 25 to 27, like Raven and he are, I don't think is huge.
No, it's not as big.
Although I think she is an older 27. And Nancy is a younger 31. However,
I think she's a very young 31.
Nancy is powerless with her own ideas of timeline of when she needs to have children.
Well, again, not to keep reiterating the point, but it's different, y'all. We're in Dallas. Women don't wait till they're 37 to have kids in
Dallas.
That's
true.
They do it younger. That's just a culture thing.
34 there. For Dallas is older.
Is considered old. Like, and I'm not, I know some of you out there are like, I live in Dallas and I had my kid at 40. That's great. I'm just saying, but from the people we know in our lives, and I know a lot of people there. One of my best girlfriends literally lives in Plano, and she talks about how so many of her girlfriends, she was in her early 30s, were like, you've got to hurry up and get a man and have a baby.
So
she said, fuck that noise, and she does what she wants.
Amen.
Amen.
And she basically says, she's like, does it scare you that I'm 31? He's like, no, last girl I dated was 31. And then when she said, Nancy said this, when I think of 25, I think of games. And she's right. And what the tricky thing is, Nancy's never going to get over the fact that younger guys played games with her.
She's a Jessica. Something happened in her past.
Yeah.
And it's not even about Barti. You're right. She's not going to get over it.
I think she's kind of arrested at one point. Well, I'm sure because of Love is Blind is the way it is, I think we might find out what that is.
Oh, probably.
Boy. Let's move on to the persons I really want to talk about.
Well, let's talk about, because
Rita and Alexa!
They had a meeting earlier that we kind of skipped over. So I just want to talk about, when they meet, that Alexa kind of goes into this saying, I'm a bigger curvy girl, I don't want to lose weight. And the first thing her and Brennan bond over is that the first thing he says, he's the guy in a cowboy hat. He's a skinny white guy in a cowboy hat.
Love shakshuka.
And they start talking about food, and he talks about shashuska, which...
Not shashuska.
Shashuska.
Shashuska. That was, what's her name? Heather?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Shashuska's from Below Deck.
But again, I was surprised he said this being for someone from Dallas, because it's just fucking steakhouses and Tex-Mex there, y'all. Yeah. And so, but he talks about his family, and they do a big cooking thing. She talks about being, her family's all from Israel. And again, y'all, I actually know, I have several friends through music school that are Jewish that lived in Dallas.
It's a huge Jewish population.
There's a huge Jewish population. But again, the majority of people,
big synagogues.
Been in synagogues, but still, there's a lot of, but it's a culture. It's not like the fact that he's just doesn't give a shit that she's Jewish. I just love it. What Love is Blind does well. The way this guy looks, the way that he talks, you would not think he would be so open to that.
That's true.
And because maybe Love is Blind.
And
now we talk about their other conversation. I just want to talk about that.
But no, I think she talks about being one of six, and he talks about having the mom and dad split when he was six. So y'all, this is vintage perfect Love is Blind when this happened.
It is.
This happened with Danielle and Nick last season.
Well, they really trauma bonded.
Boy, didn't they?
Didn't go good.
Almost in a really non-healthy way.
Remember, y'all, it's like, I forgot one, but they said, well, I want to do this because, you know, there are people from the experiment that are still married and it works. And I went, yeah,
two.
Just season one. Not season two. But when this was filmed, yeah.
2 out of 10. That's 1 out of 5. Those are not good odds.
Not, what's that, like 20%?
Yeah, 20%. Yeah. And it's not trending well.
It's not trending well.
I think last season, given what we're seeing this season, I'm hoping last season was an outlier. I really hope so.
I hope so too, because I think it was a bit, I don't want to say it's on casting, because at the same time, I bet this
I
bet this show's really hard to cast.
Oh, very much so.
Because it's so, I get that. I get that.
I'm
more hopeful so far, too.
I think I do see that a lot of these people, especially the women, are more down to earth than season 2.
That's a great word
two.
For it. It's, no one in season 2 seemed down to earth.
Maybe Natalie and Iana. Everyone else
about it.
Was kind
on
of...
on some planet that we don't know.
Messy reality stars.
Yeah.
And they don't do well for a show like this.
No, you need to feel like you relate to... You want... At least when I watch Love is Blind, you want to feel like your neighbor, or hell, even you could be in that pod falling in love with someone blind.
And you need to have, if you're going to be a messy reality star, if you're going to have parts of that, you need to have a little bit of person too. Like, Amber was messy as fuck. She had a lot of messy girl problems. Mm-hmm. She's still a real person. Gigi was pretty much the most extreme from season one.
Mm-hmm.
And she's turned out to be an influencer. But Gigi is somehow super relatable, even though she was cuckoo magoo.
Yeah. She just doesn't hold back.
No. God, the camera loved her too.
It did.
Season one was just so good.
Well, it was the first time. Remember your first time? Never mind.
No.
Yeah.
No, it's been way too long.
Well, yeah.
And you could not have paid for someone better than Jessica, who was so unaware of the things she was saying.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
God.
Yeah, she regrets being on the show, I'm sure.
I'm sure. Well, no, it brought her to where she is. She's happy now with her doctor.
She's happy now,
man.
Yeah. She is.
She got her her redemption, though, After the Altar season one.
She did. Mark
didn't even show up.
He didn't. So I think that, but yeah, they talk about divorce and things like that. And Brennan says, that's when he says, every time I talk to you, Alexa, it's just perfect. And then that's when you know they're going to get together when we get the giggling montage.
Yes.
There's music playing. And so we know all that. So I just itched my mouth and my beard stabbed me. That hurt.
Riveting.
Well, it hurt.
There's a little bit of Andrew when he says, I enjoy I enjoy the finer things in life, and
I've
traveled the world, and I was a wild, and I'm face to face with leopards and lions.
Well,
and Nancy's loving his voice. Like, you ever radio another voice?
Well, it's so funny. Andrew then goes on to say, "Have you ever experienced transcendental sex? That's the best." And Nancy's going, "What is that?" He's like, "Both people enjoy every second.
You're synced up. I touch your nipple. Maybe your tummy."
Yeah, you go with the flow. You're able to especially for men, just multiple orgasms without ejaculation.
Translation, I will fuck you all night.
And it's funny, I learned this from a woman in Bali who was 41 years old.
Oh, just everything about him, I'm so repelled by him.
I really want to talk to the woman from Bali who's 41 years old. What do you think her name is?
Marisol. I don't know. But do you see when he says, like, you just need a teacher? I threw my pad and went, come on! I feel drawn to you. I can feel your energy through the wall.
He's horrible.
Ugh.
And I do it once.
I would be
okay twice. A week.
I would be surprised if he wound up with someone.
Oh, for sure. He does have a nice voice, and they all kind of fall in love with his voice.
I
would be surprised.
There's a little bit of Colleen and Brennan, and y'all, he outright says, I just got to tell you, I'm into someone else here, and this is really hard for me to say. I need to move forward with them. And good for him.
I got you. She kind of interrupts it. That's what he keeps trying to explain. And that's when I laugh. When she
guys
like,
are just she's attracted like, I got you. To me.
This is why I don't like
her. And don't love my personality.
This is why she gets on my nerves, is that she's a martyr.
I agree.
Because she walks out of that room wrapped in a blanket, and all the women are wrapped in blankets consoling her. And she's just like, she basically says, what did she say? She comes out of there and she says something.
He was one of my top two.
She's like, he was one of my top. And she basically says like, yeah, he just... basically just like completely just dropped me and dumped me. And I went,
that did not happen.
He was very kind to you and very polite and just told you that it's not going to work out. And you made it about you and like you were the victim in this. And that's where she lost
me. He did what Shayna could not do to Kyle. Because Kyle kept fucking with Shane.
Yeah.
Shayna kept fucking with Shane.
Yeah.
And kept flirting with him. And then even... she led Kyle on for so long.
She did.
Yeah.
She did.
Kyle and Shane have been posting together and Shane had a shirt that said OnlyFans. And I'm saying, fuck each other. I'd watch that.
Shane and Kyle are friends now.
Yeah, they're talking now.
We haven't had an OnlyFans yet from Love is Blind, but I feel like they would be the first.
Kyle would be the one first. And maybe, I don't know what that would be.
Shane would do it too.
Yeah. That season was so thirsty.
It was thirsty. It was a thirsty season. It was.
But anyway, Brennan says, it's Alexa for me.
I love Brennan said, I didn't mean to hurt her, but I can't apologize for the way I feel about Alexa.
Oh, it's giving me Lauren and Cameron.
And then finally, Alexa and Brennan, they go to talk, and they go in, and he just says, listen, I want to talk to you, Alexa.
Oh!
And he says, I guess I'm going to have to carry this because you're not going to be able to talk.
I was crying when I watched it.
He said, I wanted you to know that I grew up without heat and AC.
Oh!
And my level of happiness isn't about money. It's about love.
And I haven't found it.
And I haven't found love. And Alexis, I didn't think I would find love for this. And Brennan said, I didn't either, but I need to tell you. And she's completely shaking. Her hands are
shaking now.
She's shaking. And Brennan says, I'm completely in love with you. You're my person. You're my lobster.
Okay. If someone said that to me in life, I would say, get the fuck out of my face. But if on this television with these two people, I cried last night watching it.
You did?
Yes, I did.
You texted me.
And she says, this is the greatest night of my life.
She
and said, I wrote
I
down,
I love you too.
I'm crying. There are actual tear marks on my pad. And they keep saying, I
you
love you.
You are so easily
I
manipulated.
I love you. I love you. No, I just have feelings. Unlike you. Because this is what people do. I'm not manipulated by dumb stuff. These two people actually love each other.
Maybe. I think they do.
Maybe.
Anyway, it's the next day, and that's where we get the whole Raven. It's out of the pod. Raven, conversation of no vibrator, but whatever. I think then we have this conversation with Colleen and Cole.
This is interesting.
It's interesting.
He says, I've been thinking about you. And he's like, they're talking about kids and then 5 to 6 kids.
A guy
can
that has,
handle that.
Yeah. A guy that has fun is a guy for me. And I just wrote, you two are fucking annoying together.
And what's interesting
please don't get together.
Is he says, he's like, I see us like having amazing sex and hot babies, but like
being poor.
That's such a weird thing to say.
Probably maybe because she's an artist. But I'm like, but you're a realtor. Like, if you work hard, you won't be poor. But then Cole comes in, y'all.
With Zenib.
With these. Can we talk about Cole's glasses?
Oh, they're all hipster glasses. He's got like 4 pairs. He's insufferable.
He reminds me of who was from Love is Blind. Or no, he reminds me of? From Uncomplicated.
Ultimatum.
Why can I never remember that show?
Colby?
He reminds me of Colby. He's but very
even,
Colby from Ultimatum.
But
wasn't that show in Dallas too?
Yes.
It was in Austin.
Austin, yeah.
It was in Austin. But the same type, the kind of like pretty Texas boy was probably a quarterback or played in high school. Like very similar.
I think Cole is even more aware of himself. And even more aware of his dickish personality, he thinks girls like that because he gets girls who do.
Okay.
He's leaning into it.
You're really attracted to him, aren't you?
I know they're not good. I fuck guys like that. I used to. Now
you're better now.
Yeah,
you're better.
I used to fuck boys like that.
He's real pretty. I bet Cole's real pretty when he cries.
Oh yeah,
those eyelashes, y'all. Ooh. I'd regret it.
Basically, Zenib is talking about she's from England, and he's like, he's like, so let me say, I love the outdoors. I love God.
I massively love God. Massively love
God. I love family. Oh, my God. I have an older sister and a younger brother.
Cole melts my heart.
And then, though, she says, my parents passed. When I was 13, my father, when I was 13 years old, my mother at 18, the teenage years were my grieving years. And I was like, wow.
Yeah.
And the weirdest
That's
thing is,
a lot.
When she said that, part of her, I was like, you have a childlike aspect to you.
I don't dislike her. I dislike her voice.
Yeah.
But she is interesting.
But it is almost like...
She's also gorgeous.
Part of her... She is. Part of her didn't get past much of that, it feels like. I think she's a little arrested.
I don't... It could be arrested, or it could also just be sometimes arrested and sometimes, well, she said it, but skipped.
Yeah.
Like, kind of like, I think gay kids, like when you're in high school and you don't get to have that because you're freaked out about sexuality.
Right. And she said, my teenage years were all grieving. And he's kind of, for one minute, because he, what Cole is chasing is true, absolute intimacy that is with a serious person. That's what he's actually chasing, because he's a smart guy.
I think what it is with Cole is, why does he want that? It doesn't make sense to me. Like, what does he want from it?
No, what he's looking for is someone who can make him commit. Someone who is that, who can kind of like call him out. He even said, I like it when you call me out on my bullshit. He wants someone to say, I see this act you're doing, and I see it's an act.
Which Amber did call Barnett out on his bullshit.
Yes. So that's, he needs an Amber. I don't think any of these women are Amber. Raven.
It also would be, you know, it could be like, too, remember Barnett's edit, and we found this out, like, Barnett in real life actually had his shit together really well. Like,
yeah.
He had a good job. I think he wasn't like an accountant or something
right.
like that, actually. And we found out kind of after, we really, like, it was the one, Amber, the one had student loans
Amber,
and all this
shit.
Amber, the
one who was a mess.
And so you kind of, I don't know where Cole is on his realtor journey.
He comes from money.
He does come from money, you can tell.
It's smelled on him.
Yeah, you can tell.
Yeah. He's never really had to work for anything.
He grew up
Highland Park.
You think Highland Park, I said $100 and said he grew up in Plano.
Maybe. It's older money than Plano.
You think?
Yep.
Who knows?
Y'all Dallas people just said, oh, yeah, maybe. Everyone else is like, I don't know what the fuck they're talking about.
Yeah, because he's too... Flower Mound's not as hip anymore.
No. Let's talk about Brennan and Alexa. Y'all, it's the proposal. He's going to say, she makes me feel good. I don't know who she is a person, but I don't care. And they say, I love you.
Alexa's made me a believer in this, he says.
And he says, and this is when I started crying. Again. For the second time. I love you here. I love you everywhere.
He said, I heard a country song.
I'm going to cry.
He said, I heard a country song last night, and I broke down. Because it talked about a guy who was looking for love.
Came to the city who was full of fear.
Full of fear, and now he
and
found
heartache.
And he gets down on one knee and he says, Alexa,
you made me so happy.
Will you marry me? And she's shaking again.
He is so earnest. If they ruin this man, if they have not included things.
Oh, no.
And if they, no.
Y'all, when people fall,
so unhappy.
He's going to fall hard.
Well, this would be the equivalent of what they did if they did anything to Cameron.
Don't
but
you,
I don't.
You get that out of your
exactly.
Mouth. You get that out of your mouth.
But I'm saying, I'm trying to think. Was there someone on season two?
No.
That they gave us who was so. I think Sal.
They tried to do it with Nick and Sal, but it didn't work.
But it didn't work. Mm-mm. Yeah.
Because they were both gross.
Yeah.
Remember, as I said when we did After the Altar. Remember when we liked Sal.
Yeah, we liked him in the pods.
I on After the Altar, I didn't, and everybody came because I said, y'all.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or is it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
We don't remember if we liked him or not when we did this show, and they all came for us and said, you fucking loved him.
Yeah.
Even especially you more than me, because I was annoyed by his singing. Boy, that's the thing that I love about this show. We were wrong.
Anyway, y'all, he cries, she cries. Of course,
I don't think Brendan can go that way. There's no way.
I think he's too earnest and authentic.
I don't think he can. I don't want to give you false hope, but I'm going to give you a little hope.
Anyway, he goes back and tells the guys, I'm going to get married, blah, blah, blah. And y'all, then dumbass Cole and Colleen, she's got feelings for Cole because she's that girl.
He could be the love of my life.
Cut to,
you're by far the fun choice. Is there a worse thing to say on Love is Blind to someone?
Yeah. Hey, I've got animals on my socks. What animals on my socks, Colleen?
I think the worst, though, would be, you sound ugly.
Yeah, you sound ugly. Y'all, she says,
is that a turtle?
Turtle. And he goes, oh, my God. Like, oh, my God, it's a turtle.
This was such a stupid Love is Blind moment.
It was pretty dumb.
Anyway, she even says, if you and I are going to be married, we got to go deep. And she's like, I'm comfortable with, like, being surface level. And I wrote down, yikes.
She said, I'm not shallow. I just want it to be surface.
This is the first time when I went, okay, this is as far as this can go.
Yeah, because I wrote, then why are you on this show?
Right.
And so, and
it's she even weird says, maybe that's who I am.
She said, I know that's not attractive, but maybe that's who I am. And Cole says, he just says to her, he said, I can't see myself getting down on one knee for you. I think you're looking for someone a little different than me. And she's like, well, maybe I am a shallow person. And then Cole was very nice about it.
Yes.
Very nice about it. And she's like, peace out, Cole. Peace out. And she walks
back
out
to there and she's like, he called me shallow, is what she said.
She called herself that. I don't like her.
And y'all, we're left with the last bit of,
he shot me down, whatever.
Alexa and Brendan about to see each other. And the last quip is Alexa saying, what the fuck?
Blackout. And I went, bleh, 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 bleh.
And then
you scream at the blackout?
And then Brendan reveals his true alien form.
You screamed though, didn't you?
Yes, of course I did.
Y'all, it's back.
The show is back.
And this first episode was good.
So like I said, we know 9 people. We know Alexa, Brennan, Cole, Colleen,
mm-hmm.
Bartice, Zineb, Raven, Andrew,
Nancy.
And
we got a little bit of SK. Not a lot, but we found out about his history, a little bit of SK.
But I think if we don't get him in episode 2.
Then he's not going to be in there.
Yeah.
I think we might. We'll see. But even just that, so far, interesting people.
So I think we're going to see.
There's 4 couples they usually go with?
5. It's been that way for 2 seasons.
And sometimes they even have more couples. They just don't move
That's
forward
true.
With them.
So sometimes, probably what will happen is they probably do 7 couples and they're like, 2 alternates or something.
Oh, for sure.
And they followed other couples before.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. But this show is so cagey about the way it's produced, you guys.
It's very manipulative.
They won't tell anyone.
They
anything.
Won't. Yeah, they don't.
I can't it's get good. Enough!
It was hard not to jump
into
the second episode fully.
I watched 5 more minutes of it.
But, I mean, we and I both did, but
I can't tell you what happens.
But it's that type of show, y'all. So if you think you're going to piecemeal this show and watch it and bit by bit.
No, you're going to binge it.
You're wrong.
You're going to binge it. Wrong. They're going to cliffhanger you. They're going to blue ball you every time.
It's easy to binge, though, because they drop the first four episodes, the first batch, yeah. And then they're going to drop. So it's in batches. So you're not getting raw dogged with batches. All of it. It's just little bits. So right now you got just the tip.
No, you got 4 inches. Which that's not enough.
Wow. All right, everybody. Well, that's the show. Hey,
it's never enough.
If you enjoy this and you want to listen to our other episodes of Love is Blind, you're going to need to subscribe to RG Plus, y'all, whether that's Patreon, Apple subscriptions, or Supercast.
Or you can listen to episode season one on our free feed.
On currently. Our free feed. If you want to find there, those links are in the show notes, or if you that are on your podcast app, wherever you're listening to. Or you can go to our website, realitygaze.com. It's up now. Go to realitygaze.com.
And realitygaze.com.
You will see where you can subscribe to our Reality Gaze Plus.
It's
there.
Not porn anymore.
Thank God. It used to be a porn website, and then it got hacked, and then Sissy Drew from Phoenix saved us.
Thank you, Daddy.
You know, he's pretty handsome, so I'll let you do it. All right, everybody. And he knows technology. God.
I need to bang a tech, bro.
Can't we
both?
Yeah, we're missing out on that one. All right, everybody. That is the show. And if you did enjoy this, again, leave a review on Apple Podcasts.
You can find a link on our website to do
that. Or Spotify Pocket. You can find a link there, too. Leave a review. We appreciate that greatly. And even more importantly, if you share the love, if you liked our Love is Blind, share the love and retweet
it. Do it on Instagram or say, or tell your friend Betty at work.
Tell Betty at work. Say, Betty, you need to watch this shit. And she'll say, what are you talking about, Larissa? I don't know your life. But anyway, watch it. Because you're going to say, Betty, you need to watch this because it answers the all-important question, which is
love blind?
Love is blind!